Channel 89 in Chicago. That's Neil Diamond entertaining YOU, the number 29 record on our Silver Dollar Survey. Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
From Centerville, Texas, here's Harold Stern, the Jewish cowboy.
If you think this Western life is something new, open up your history book and maybe learn a thing or two. When Pharaoh's land was arid, did the people fuss and cry? Why, they baked unleavened bread and had an outdoor matzah bride. Now I got a hankering for real Passover food, so I'll serve up Spanish shavits to all of my brood. Matzah pancakes, if latkes be your dish, and man, oh man, a shavits, gefilte fish. Send me man a shavits by Pony Express. If you're short on horses, send it Air Express. Matzah balls in the kettle, sipping borscht by the hearth. That's how this Jewish cowboy likes to see Passover star.
How does a Jewish cowboy celebrate Passover? Like you do, with Manischewitz.
This is Harold Stern wishing you a happy and a kosher Passover. Come back and see us. You hear?
Well, there's a little difference. A Jewish cowboy celebrates a little different. He drinks the Manischewitz on a horse, you know. Why, you might drink it on the rocks or something like that. At Channel 89 in Chicago, Vic D keeping you company. Let's drop down to the extra portion of our Silver Dollar Survey. Arthur Connolly,
go get him, babe. Go get him now.
Do you like good music?
That's referred to as R&B. I hate to, you know, classify any record that way. I'd prefer to classify records either good or bad, and that's a good one, huh? Arthur Connolly, everybody. It's called Sweet Soul Music, and we'll flip it at you again between 5 and 6 this afternoon. You'll hear it in repeat right here on 890.
Radar weather eye. Radar weather eye.
This afternoon, the weatherman says occasional showers and thunderstorms likely with brief locally heavy rainfall amounts and chance of hail with gusty winds to 40 miles per hour, high in the 70s, lower near the lake. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, showers ending in the early morning, clearing and cooler in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. The temperature now, 73 degrees at Midway Airport.
Your weekends are great in Chicago with wonderful 890.
My name is Dex Card. Between us, we've got the world's most important music. The official and authoritative Silver Dollar Survey is in review. 15 minutes after 2, that's your time here at WLS in Chicago.
Now, Los Bravos, get down to it.
Look at the people. Look at their faces. All kinds of people. In all sorts of places.
Look at the people.
Hey, look at them walking.
People.
Here, Channel 89 in Chicago. Let's continue towards the top of that official Silver Dollar survey. A record that picked up one popularity point, but that's better than going down one, I'll tell you. From 29 to number 28, Spencer Davis and his group. It's called I'm a Man. Silver Dollar Survey Show. Your WLS time is 18 and a half minutes after 2. We've got something good to remember from that WLS treasure chest, a souvenir of 60. This is Brenda Lee.
I'm
Kind of nice to hear that one again by Brenda Lee from 1960, huh? All a part of the good sound of 890 in Chicago. Hey, when you see news happening, remember that WLS news number. It's Central 6-0507.
Super Summer's coming to WLS.
Yeah, you have a Super Summer here.
WLS, the call letters of the stars, presents a chance for you to meet the stars, the fabulous Sonny and Cher.
Right, the fabulous Sonny and Cher are coming to town. They'll be touring Chicagoland theaters in connection with the opening of their new motion picture, Good Times.
How would you like to go along on that whirlwind evening tour?
You could be the lucky winner.
Yes, the first prize in the WLS Good Times contest for one lucky guy and one lucky gal is to accompany Sonny and Cher on that tour of Chicagoland theaters the night of Friday, April 21st.
Here's what you do to enter. In 25 words or less, complete this phrase. I would really love to join Sonny and Cher aboard the overcrowded and noisy press bus for their nerve-wracking tour of Chicagoland because...
Include your name and address and mail it before midnight Sunday, April 16th to Good Times, WLS, Chicago.
That phrase again. I would really love to join Sonny and Cher aboard the overcrowded and noisy press bus for their nerve-wracking tour of Chicagoland because...
Send it before midnight Sunday, April 16th to Good Times, WLS, Chicago.
I'm going to be on that bus with Sonny and Cher on Friday night. I'm going to be driving, I think, you know.
Hello, Josephine.
Jerry J., everybody.
How do you do?
A Silver Dollar Special maker.
Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me. To holler, boo, boo, boo. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. You used to use my umbrella. Time and rain. The way you love was in there. I was a crying shame. Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me. And holler, boom, boom, boom. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. You used to use my umbrella. Ever find it bad? The way you love was in me. It was a crying shame. Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you.
Hey, we got the Four Seasons and Paul Revere in order, like 1-2, following an ABC report. Let's take a couple of minutes for that ABC report right now on the Dex Card Silver Dollar Survey Show on 890.
WLS in Chicago.
When I was a reporter stationed
on Mid-America's More Music Station.
The station with personality, WLS, in Chicago.
We got PR in the yard.
I got to know what you're gonna leave.
been with another man. And if you see things my way, you let me know today. But if you decide it's him, I'll change my mind.
Paul Revere and the Raiders, that's their great new record. You'll hear it in repeat between 4 and 5 this afternoon, right here on 890.
This is the human heart, beating out the rhythm of life. For 10,000 people, each beat is powered by a tiny battery. A battery buried inside the body to keep a heart beating for years without replacement. Now, the same type of battery, the Duracell battery, can give long life to your transistor radio. Radios vary, but Duracell batteries have played transistor radios over 1,000 hours. Duracell batteries, the long-distance power cells, outlast any ordinary battery. The same type of battery that keeps a heart beating for years can bring long life to anything powered by batteries. Dura, as in durable. Cell, as in power cell. The Duracell battery. Made by Mallory.
You gotta have heart, friends, and you need Duracell batteries, too, in all sizes, wherever batteries are sold. Sure. Have a super summer at 890 in Chicago. On the card party, here's a record that picked up 12 popularity points. From 38, A Journey to 26. It belongs to Peter and Gordon. It's called Sunday for Tea.
Sunday for tea. I'll see you Sunday for tea. I know it's not far away. Each hour is a day to me. Lettuce and ham, oh, maybe crumpets and jam. Oh, baby, it'll be fun having a Sunday tea. And as you pass the sugar bowl to me, Sunday for me. Together we'll surely find the two of a kind, are we? On Sunday for
there, and they won't be making too many more records together. As you know, they're going to go their separate ways very, very soon. Peter is going to work in the bookstore, and I think Gordon is going to start a banana plantation. The Fifth Dimension, everybody. A follow-up to Go Where You Want to Go. This is their new record called Another Day, Another Heartache, a Silver Dollar Special.
Going out of my head.
tribe of the fifth dimension, everybody. It's called Another Day, Another Heartache. 20 minutes before 3 o'clock, that's your time here at wonderful WLS in Chicago, where Super Summer's coming. No more music, station.
There's more music by the minute with personality in it. WLS, the station with personality.
Let's continue the countdown in the card party, a record that picked up 7 points from 37 to 25. The biggest record ever for Jefferson Airplane. It's called Somebody to Love. Somebody you love, and you need a toothpaste too, and I've got one for you, but the name of McLean.
Here are the Yardbirds for McLean.
It's McLean's, the toothpaste that cleans with a new kind of taste that's wild. What a taste, what a zing. When you smile, all the bells will ring. Get them white, irresistibly white with McLean.
Talk with you gals especially right now. It's very nice to have a nice smile, because I don't think there's anything a guy notices about you first rather than the smile. You know, you may have pretty legs and you may have a nice figure, but it's your smile that really turns a guy on first. And if you want white teeth and a sparkling smile, I want to suggest you try McLean's toothpaste. Oh, I tell you, McLean's is really something. It's made to get your teeth irresistibly white. And another difference that you'll dig about McLean's is the way it tastes. It's not sweet and weak or anything like that. It's a wild kind of taste that'll wake you up in the morning in style. So try one too, will you, on my say-so, McLean's toothpaste. And believe me, baby, you'll live happier ever after. It's 15 minutes before 3. Let's check the weekend weather.
Radar weather eye. Radar weather eye.
There has been an all-clear bulletin issued by the Weather Bureau. The threat of tornadoes has ended in the following counties: Cook, McHenry, Lake, Kane, DuPage, Kendall, Will, Grundy, LaSalle, Livingston, Kankakee, Iroquois, and Ford counties. Tornadoes have ended for those areas. Scattered thunderstorms, however, will continue this afternoon and this evening. 73 degrees now in Chicago.
Weekends are great in Chicago with wonderful 890 WLS, the station with personality.
Hey, we're spending a Sunday afternoon together, kind of a matinee here on the Dex Card Silver Dollar Survey Show. Actually, I'm sitting in for Max Baby. She's on a 4-year vacation. She's a pretty sharp chick, you know. She knows how to dress for sure. That's what she wears, baby. Something to remember here. A hit out of the past. Bobby Vinton sings Blue Velvet.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from a star. She wore blue.
Appropriate color today, the 16th day of April, 1967, because tomorrow is the deadline for filing your 1966 income tax return. It has to be at Internal Revenue tomorrow, so if you haven't started working on it yet, maybe you ought to get to it this afternoon and get it in the mail sometime later on in the day, because it has to be there tomorrow.
From Centerville, Texas, here's Harold Stern, the Jewish cowboy.
If you think this Western life is something new, open up your history book and maybe learn a thing or two. When Pharaoh's land was arid, did the people fuss and cry? Why, they baked unleavened bread and had an outdoor matzo brine. Now I got a hankering for real Passover food, so I'll serve up manischewitz to all of my brood. Matzo pancakes, if latkes be your dish, and man, oh, manischewitz, gefilte fish. Send me manischewitz by Pony Express. If you're short on horses, send it Air Express. Matzo balls in the kettle, sipping borscht by the hearth. That's how this Jewish cowboy likes to see Passover start.
How does a Jewish cowboy celebrate Passover? Like you do, with manischewitz.
This is Harold Stern wishing you a happy and a kosher Passover. Come back and see us. You hear?
From the WLS
civic service folder.
Say, do you have a private stockpile of old clothes, appliances, and furniture that you're planning to give away someday? Well, that day is here. The Volunteers of America's Spring Salvage Drive is underway. Call 376-7755, and they'll pick up your donation at your convenience. That number to call, 376-7755, a WLS Citizen Service. All right, a Channel 89, a record that repeats at number 24. It belongs to the Four Tops. Going to take time to bring you up to date on what's happening with News Alive at 55 and the other side, Nancy Sinatra, Tommy James, too, right here on Radio 1.
What's personality in radio? WLS, that's who.
You're fine.
This is Bud Miller, and I have news for you.
WLS presents Community Action News at 55.
255 edition WLS News, one of 58 newscasts heard daily on WLS. The threat of tornadoes has ended in the following counties in Illinois: Cook, Kane, DuPage, Kendall, Will, Grundy, McHenry, Lake, LaSalle, Livingston, Kankakee, Iroquois, and Ford counties. Scattered thunderstorms will continue this afternoon and evening. The threat of tornadoes has ended in the counties just named. A psychiatrist has confirmed reports that Richard Speck, convicted yesterday of murdering 8 student nurses, told him that his mind was a blank at the time of the murders. The reports of the psychiatrist's interviews with Speck were carried in 3 Sunday editions of Chicago newspapers and now have been confirmed by Dr. Marvin Zaporin. Speck's attorney had at no time claimed insanity as a defense at the trial in Peoria, Illinois. The temperature 73 degrees at Midway, southeast winds at 17 miles an hour. This is Bud Miller, WLS News, Central Chicago.
This is Baden Langton, ABC New York, with the latest news from ABC Radio. And in the top of the news, trouble in Java, another grounding, and tragedy at sea. Details in a moment.
Well, you're going to be the youngest assistant buyer we've ever had.
Assistant buyer? Oh, Miss Blair.
Something's happened to you, Jonesy. Not often, but sometimes. The least little tension, you'd be so...
What happened to me, Miss Blair, is Compose. A simple pill called Compose has changed all that.
She can work relaxed, relaxed to sleep. With Compose, largest selling sedative for temporary relief of simple nervous tension. Without a prescription. Compose.
Now the news. Three Chinese have been reported shot to death by police during demonstrations in East Java. The Chinese were apparently demonstrating against the government in protest against a military decision that bans Chinese from business activities. Navy Commander Scott Carpenter won't go into space again. Carpenter was the second American to orbit the Earth, but in 1964 he broke his left arm. The accident left his arm stiff, and surgical treatment failed to improve the condition. But even though Carpenter won't go into space again, he's still able to fly jets and do work underwater. An announcement today from Moscow that Russia has decided to work jointly with its communist allies in launching satellites and rockets. There are also reports in Moscow that after a two-year lapse, the Soviets are planning more manned space flights. Two U.S. sailors died today after being swept overboard from the American submarine Fukuda in the North Atlantic. Both bodies were recovered after a search that lasted about 4.5 hours. The submarine, with a crew of 80, operates out of Key West. Dr. Martin Luther King says he was generally pleased with the outcome of yesterday's anti-war demonstrations here in New York and in San Francisco, but King said there were some things about the gathering he did not approve of. King said,
"The mobilization itself had nothing to do with the carrying of Viet Cong flags, nor did it have anything to do with the draft card burning portion of the day, and certainly nothing to do with the burning of the American flag."
Dr. Martin Luther King appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation. A personal prediction today from a soldier about the outcome of the Vietnam War. ABC's Ed Hardy talked with Captain Harold Goldman of Passaic, New Jersey, in Saigon. And Goldman said,
"I don't really foresee a military victory as such. I think it's going to reach a certain stage where we're going to force North Vietnamese to the bargaining table. And I think it's going to be up to the politicians and discussers then. But I, as far as an absolute overall conclusive military victory, I think this is still a long way in the offing."
That was Captain Harold Goldman of Passaic, New Jersey, speaking from Saigon. The North Vietnam News Agency claims today that Viet Cong gunners killed or wounded 1,500 American soldiers and destroyed 20 big guns and 5 tanks April 7th. That's the day the communists bombarded a hill in Cong Ti province. The U.S. has recently flown an infantry brigade into the province, which borders the demilitarized zone, and the U.S. has started a series of B-52 raids to cut down Viet Cong activity in that region. A socialist professor with strong backing from the left has been elected governor of Tokyo. The victory of Ryokichi Manobe threatens the administration of Premier Sato of Japan and could influence Japanese-American relations. A man in Pretoria, South Africa, paid $100 for a painting by a chimpanzee. The man says, "You can laugh if you like, but that painting has deep philosophical meaning." This is ABC News.
Winston's out front because up front, only Winston has Filter Blend. Choice golden tobaccos specially selected for the best taste in filter cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Like your cigarette should.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
You've been listening to the latest news from ABC Radio. Dayton Langton, ABC New York.
WLS in Chicago.
Can a young female lobster grower from a small town in Maine steal a stingy railroad tycoon's favorite train and get away with it? You bet she can. If her name is Doris Day and she's starring in the hit comedy It Happened to Jane. Watch as Doris Day, Jack Lemmon, and Ernie Kovacs find out what happens when a lobster grower takes over a railroad. See It Happened to Jane, starring Doris Day, in color Sunday night at 10:20 on...
Channel 7.
The official WLS temperature is 72 degrees. Time at the automatic tone in Chicago, 3 o'clock.